Anchorage Public Transportation Director Lance Wilbur says buses have been pulled off roads until sanding is completed.
Right now, the road conditions, as many people know, they're deteriorating in bad shape. Our current schedules are way down due to other vehicular accidents. We got one bus in distress, and so I've halted all the service effective immediately, except for those routes, those buses that are on route. We ask them to stop until further notice, and hopefully the conditions will improve this evening so we can pick people up and bring them home later tonight.
Icy conditions stretch beyond Anchorage, from Seward to as far north as Talkeetna. The Valley Mover bus system in the Matanuska-Susitna Valley is operating on a delayed schedule this afternoon, but plans to make evening runs to help people get back home from work in Anchorage. The Mat-Su Borough says there were at least three separate school bus accidents this morning. And in Wasilla, near Kinnick Goose Bay Road, one bus slid onto its side off of the road. There were 14 students on board. The Mat-Su School District reports three students and one driver were transported to Mat-Su Regional Hospital with minor injuries. They were reportedly released. After school activities are canceled in the Mat-Su School District and in Anchorage, both districts advise delays are likely for school buses transporting students home. University of Alaska Anchorage closed at noon. Chugach Electric reports that the entire Kenai Peninsula from Girdwood South is without power. But Sarah Wiggers, a spokesperson for Chugach, says they don't think it's related to the storm.
At approximately 11:30 a.m., Homer Electric Association had two units trip at Nikiski, which in turn caused Bradley Lake and Cooper Lake units to trip offline. Chugach customers in Girdwood and South are included in this outage. Chugach and Homer are working to get all units back online.
Wiggers says Chugach happens to be in the process of repairing the line that they would normally use to ship power from Anchorage to the Kenai Peninsula. She says they're hoping to have the repair done soon so that they can ship power down if needed. Matanuska Electric Association is also reporting that 500 members are without power in Butte, Meadow Lakes, and the area from Sutton to Matanuska Glacier. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.